Quran Dictionary for Kids. Good Word Books is an award-winning publishing company with a splendid range of Islamic books in many languages. It offers innovative products for children, including Quran stories, moral stories, craft and activity books, gift packs, Islamic games, Arabic and Islamic readers for home and school. Dear kids, Good Word Quran Dictionary for Kids is an ideal first reference book for children who are curious to know about the Quran. Designed especially for children, this unique treasury of Quranic words guides them through over 350 essential names, terms and concepts mentioned in the Quran. Alphabetically arranged, words are clearly defined and are accompanied by charming illustrations and pictures that make it fun for children to find the words and understand them. The book is authored by Dr. Sania Hosnain Khan. He is an award-winning author and also recognized as one of the world's most influential Muslims. Here, we reproduce some entries from the book. Name of the book: Good Word Quran Dictionary for Kids. Author, translator: Sania Hosnain Khan. Page 80. Binding, hardbound. Availability: www.goodworddbooks.com. C. Camel. The camel is an animal that lives in the desert. Camels have one or two humps on their backs. It is one of those great works. He says in the Quran, do they never reflect on the camels and how they were created? Al-Ghashiyah 88:17. In the time of the Prophet Muhammad, people traveled on camels. The Prophet's camel's name was Kaswa. P. Palace. A palace is a very big house where a king or queen lives. Pharaoh commanded Haman to build a lofty palace for him so that he could see Allah. Palm tree. The palm tree grows particularly in hot countries. Before the birth of the Prophet Isa or Jesus, the pain of childbirth drove Maryam, or Mary, to take shelter under a palm tree. Parable. A parable is a story that teaches something. Allah set forth many parables for mankind, but only those who understand them can attain wisdom. Paradise. Paradise is a very happy place which Allah made for the believers. They will live there forever and enjoy those blessings. They will have there everything their hearts desire. Prayers from the Quran. My Lord, inspire me to be thankful for the blessings you have granted me and my parents, and to do good deeds that please you, and include me, by your grace, among your righteous servants. Al-Naml 27:19. T. Tawheed. The declaration of the oneness of Allah. This is one of the most fundamental doctrines of Islam. The Quran mentions this doctrine a number of times. Torah. The Torah or Torah is one of the divine scriptures sent down to the Prophet Musa. Tuamim. An alternative way of performing wudu, done with sand, in case water is not available, or the person is so sick that the use of water would be harmful to his health. Temptation. Temptation is the feeling of being drawn to something which it would be more proper to avoid. Satan, Iblis, tempted Adam and Hawa, and they ate the fruit Allah had forbidden them to eat.